Welcome to the house drama episode of My Wife Thinks.
And boy, have I been thinking about this house.
It's supposed to be a joyous week, but it's been very stressful.
Yeah, so we're supposed to close this Thursday, the 14th. And I don't know if that's really going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think Alpine Homes is going to get a negative review from us on this podcast, which is basically a company sinker destroyer.
Yeah, it's going to bring them down. I was going to say like the Titanic, but that seemed dark and disrespectful to the Titanic.
Oh, snap.
This has been such a roller coaster. And you're right. I thought it was going to be like a happy thing. Like, we're getting our first house. This is great. It's beautiful. And the thing is, it should be beautiful. And it's just not right now.
Adrian had a terrible, awful walkthrough last Wednesday. Is that right?
I think it was last Tuesday.
You've been telling everyone this. So I've heard it maybe 63 times.
Okay, I'll do a super high level. Tuesday. Jordan was like, I don't want to go. Just kidding. He was teaching class, so he gets a pass. But I've just had like the hardest time with anyone taking me seriously, which is really frustrating. And I don't know if it's because I'm a woman, if it's because I'm young, or if they just don't like dealing with people. And it might honestly be a combination of all of them.
Yeah, probably.
But then it just like hits my, oh my gosh, this is a sexist, ageist issue. And then I get triggered. So take that with a grain of salt. But regardless, this has still been miserable. So I didn't want to go by myself because I've just really had it with middle-aged white men telling me no when I'm paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I took my older than middle-aged white man father to go with me because he has more innate authority in that situation, I guess, perceived authority. So I took my dad with me to this walkthrough, and there's this 21-year-old guy, which I know I just said, don't be ageist, and now I'm throwing his age out there. But he's young, doesn't have a house. He's just, I don't know. This is his job while he's doing school.
And it's like an awful job.
It really does. I feel bad for him to a point, but
he also chose to do it.
I know. So I was talking to my best friend about this, and she was like, Adrian, it was probably this or being a Vivint salesperson. So he chose the lesser of the two evils, but he's messing with your life. So I'm not a fan. And I thought that was really funny.
I don't know if Vivint is worse.
That's actually, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. I feel like this one is, it's you disappointing people who have already paid you money. Whereas Vivint, you can say no to them.
You're just being annoying. Yeah. Okay, sorry, we got derailed. So my dad is with me. This man is showing me around the house, telling me how to do emergency water shutoffs and stuff. And that's all fine and dandy. But then he was like walking on my freshly laid sod, which you're not supposed to walk on sod. It's supposed to take root and you're supposed to be nice to it. So I actually asked him, I was that cranky lady. I was like, sorry, can you like not walk on the grass? It's trying to take root. And he was like, oh,
Gran Torino moment.
I do this all the time. And I was like, yeah, can you not do it on mine? Thanks. So I was like, I was nice about it, but I could tell he thought that was a really weird ask. And I was like, it's my grass. Don't kill it. It's been laid for less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Part of this house, part of the perk is that you get front yard landscaping. Which really is just a sales tactic for Alpine Homes because they want people to come in and see a beautiful neighborhood. But whatever, I'll take it. I don't want to do my own landscaping in the front. That sounds great. So they had the sod there and then they planted three bushes in a little triangle shape. So two are towards the front door and then the one that comes to a point is a little in front of them, like closer to the street. The two in the back were beautiful. Their leaves are changing a little bit right now, but they're really cute bushes. The one in front was a dead stick that was planted in the ground.
It's weird they led with that one.
I know. At least try to put it in the back.
Yeah.
I don't think whoever planted it gave much thought of anything, to be honest.
Well, that's what's going to sound true for the rest of the house.
Yeah. So we're out there, and this guy, I won't use his real name, but it started with a J, so I'll call him Jay. So Jay says...
You call me Jay sometimes, though.
I know, but I also get angry at you. So really, it just fits the dynamic of this podcast.
Okay.
So Jay tells me, and you know, as I'm walking through, feel free to call anything out if you see something that you don't think looks quite right. So I was like, great, that bush is dead. And he was like, okay, I can see it's not doing as well as the others. And I was like, that's a dead stick in the ground. Can we get a new bush? And here's what frustrated me to no end. My real estate agent was there. My dad was there. While the real estate agent was there, Jay said, absolutely, I'll put that on the list. As soon as the real estate agent left, he was like, so actually, we're not going to replace that until the spring because there's a chance it might come back to life. And so if, you know, by like April or May, it's not alive yet, you can fill out a warranty and then we'll come check it out. And if it's dead, then we'll replace it, but only if we think it's our fault and not due to neglect, because really, living things are only guaranteed for 7 days for our warranty, because technically you could like kill this plant. And I was like, okay, neat, but it's already dead.
Yeah. So to me, the 7 day warranty thing wouldn't apply in the future.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you want me to prove that it's dead? I could rip it out of the ground and show you. I could snap it in half. It's hollow in the middle. This is a dead bush. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, just sadly, that's not going to work. He said sadly at the beginning of every sentence. Okay. So we've talked about the bush. I kind of... that one bothered me to my core, because I'm like, I'm paying an exorbitant amount of money for this home. You're telling me landscaping is included and you're going to have the gall, the audacity to plant a dead stick and call it done? No, my friend. You will fix it. You will make it right. But apparently not until April, because there's a chance it may, like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, resurrect from the dead. And I was like, I hate you. And then we get to the garage. I'm so excited to have a garage. I truly am, because we have been parking outside for the last several years.
And I've never parked in a garage because I'm just a poor boy.
I have parked in the garage.
Poor
and
boy
it's
from
a,
the
it's
west.
A nice thing. So I'm so excited about this, but we are standing outside the garage and I warned this kid. I'm like, hey, Jay, FYI, little OCD, not in like a cutesy, I'm a little particular way, in like a, I will have dreams about this if they're uneven kind of way. And he was like, okay.
I will say I wouldn't have told him that if we were to rewind it, because I would have acted like all of your expectations were reasonable for a normal person.
That's true,
but I needed... Because that primes them to be like, oh, this lady is crazy.
Okay, fair. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I'm not saying it's a huge deal. I'm just saying, since I've heard the story like 25 times, that's the one part that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, fine. I shouldn't have told him that. But I did. I was like a little OCD, so I'm going to get like into the details here. And he was like, okay, yeah. I want you to know that I've seen all sorts come in here. There's a lady who came in and spent 15 minutes in her walkthrough, and there was someone who stayed for like 3 hours once. And spoiler alert, it was supposed to be 2 hours, and it lasted for four.
You're the new lady in his example now.
I know. But this house was just a disaster. Okay, garage. On either side, there are lights. And on the left side, the light is about 2 to 3 inches lower than the side on the right. I am a little detail oriented, so I probably would have noticed anyway. I'll just throw it out there. However, it's extra obvious because the lights here are kind of like longer lanterns. And also these lights are positioned like mid garage door instead of up higher, which makes no sense. If you saw the lights, you'd be like, that's really weird. Why aren't they up higher? But also there's like some stonework on the home. And so the lights end up coming down and covering part of the stonework. But then on the left side, it's like significantly lower. Like the end of the lantern hits significantly lower.
Right.
And my dad, who is not an observant person at all, was like, those lights are so off. And I was like, yes, yes, they are. And then Jay, while the real estate agent was there, was like, absolutely, we will totally fix this for you. As soon as the real estate agent was gone, he was like, okay, so sadly, like, they're not probably going to fix the positioning. They'll just lift the left one a little bit to make them even. And I was like, sadly, I paid extra money for these pretty light fixtures and you're not going to ruin them by putting them halfway down the garage door. Okay, get this. I know this sounds like I'm just being like very particular right now, but it really does look super weird. And there are no other light fixtures on the whole freaking street that are positioned that low. I checked. I walked down the whole block on our way out. Because what's that quote? That hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And I feel a little scorned. So I'm going to be very thorough.
Yep. And John 3:16.
Yeah, that's what that says. Okay. So those are like two examples. But like, honestly, the paint job was so ridiculous. Like there was someone had put a hole through the closet, like one of the closets in the bedrooms, and just had tried to cover it. And I was like, that's a hole. And then this guy was like, oh my gosh, good eye. I'm like, what? What?
We never would have caught that.
Okay. And like, there's the wall on the stairs goes about like the height of like 1.5 stories. Cause it's from like the landing on the stairs up to the top. And now that you've seen that picture, wouldn't you say that's about 4 feet? There's like about 4 feet of, they needed to repair. I think they had to cut into the wall for piping or electric or something, but it's about a 4 foot long repair that they did. The repair looks fine. That's not an issue. I get that that stuff happens, but, it hadn't been painted over yet. And so Jay was like,
it looks like a yellow urine stain going down the wall.
It really does. It's about 8 inches wide and about 4 feet
my
tall.
Typical stream.
Yeah, that's why we need multiple bathrooms so you can have your own.
Yeah.
So Jay tells me, hey, I know that this is yellow, it hasn't been painted over yet, they just did the mud work on it today. So I was like, okay, thank you for acknowledging this giant thing. But then I asked the question of, okay, but they're going to like retexture it too, though, right? Because right now it's just flat, but the rest of the wall has texture on it. And he was like, so sadly, they won't come in and do that. But once the paint is on, you probably won't even notice. And I was like, Jay, I'll notice. And there were all sorts of like stupid things. There was a nail poking out of the basement stairs. I know that the basement is unfinished, but as we were walking down, I was like, I've seen A Quiet Place. I know what happens here. Like, I need that to be taken care of. And he was like, oh, yeah, I wonder how we missed that. And every time he was like, I don't know how.
Because it seems like you miss everything. That's why.
And then there were just things that like their initial real estate agent that sold me on the house. Let's be clear. I loved the house. Like, I was going to purchase it. But then he gave me additional information that were like extra perks. Like, hey, this is a really great house because it's having all the same upgrades as like the show home, and you're going to get these specific lights, and you're going to have this deck, and you're going to have like the outlets outside support a hot tub, all sorts of stuff. And it turns out that all of that was just an outright lie, but he had committed to that. So I brought it up and I was like, look, like I'm not seeing a ceiling fan in the living room or the owner's bedroom. And I was like, but I paid for upgraded canned lighting. That's not in place of, that's in addition to. And I was told, oh, no, that's not the case. And since that's not in your contract, like, we can't do it. We weren't there for this other real estate agent who then was fired like 2 days after our agreement. No.
You know he's fired?
Yeah.
How do you know he's fired?
Because Jay told me, he was like, I can't use, you know, that specific word because we're not allowed to disclose the information, but it was not on good terms. So I guess like this real estate agent dude was fired. Fine. Whatever. Here's my theory. My theory is that this guy knew he was not doing a great job, but wanted this one last commission before he knew that he was done working with this builder, and told me what he needed to tell me to get a sale that day. Because we really did do it within.
But like, did he get the...
Yeah, his name's on the contract.
Oh, okay.
So he is the selling representative. Anyway, that's kind of how I feel stuff went down. But there's some things that I'm just not willing to compromise on. And so, oh, here's the other thing. We were supposed to have our closing date be the 25th. I had that in writing because I was like, hey, we're going out of town. We're doing this fun anniversary trip, blah, 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 blah. And I have in writing, yeah, that's fine. We should totally be able to work around that. If anything, it might even be pushed out with, like, if there are delays. Great. So then this new real estate agent comes onto the scene. I go over and I take some measurements a couple of weeks ago just to make sure that our refrigerator will fit and stuff. And I tell him, he asked me the close date and I was like, oh, it's set for the 25th. And he was like, that can't be right. This is way closer to being done than that. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to be out of town. They were willing to work with me. So, you know, the 25th, that's the date. And he was like, we're probably going to have to close earlier. So I told him, we can't close the week that we're going on this trip, but maybe if by some miracle this house was done the week before that, we could talk about it.
And miracles can't happen. It just comes in the form of not completing anything.
The next day, I get the official documentation saying that the close date will be on the 14th, which is like 2 days before we leave for this trip. And I was like, dude, what the heck? His name also starts with J, so we'll call him J the worse. I don't know. The terrible. The stupid. I was like, what the heck? And he was like, oh, yeah, we would have been willing to work with you had the close date fallen on any of the dates that you were out of town. But since we were able to close before then, like, it's not going to be on the 25th and you have to make it work. And if you don't make it work, there's a penalty in your contract that you have to pay like a cash amount every day. And I was like, you guys are so freaking slimy. And it's just gone downhill from there to, you know, where they planted a dead stick and told me that I just have to deal with it. And like the baseboards aren't even, and the banister had never been like sanded. Like there's iron rods on like the stairwell, but then the banister itself is like a wooden, like a white painted wooden banister. But like there are all sorts of like sharp wooden splinters shooting off at every single seam. It's like they did not even try. And it was pretty brutal.
Are you texting the real estate agent right now?
I'm double checking.
And we were in the middle of the real estate agent had not been replying to our real estate agent for the past week since this walkthrough happened. And then Adrian just tried texting him today, and he didn't have Adrian's number, and he responded right away.
He did. I was like, hi, is this Jay the Terrible? And he was like, yes. So I said, great, this is Adrian Macon. You've been avoiding my real estate agent. I mean, I didn't say those exact words, but I think the tone was there.
And he said, I've been out of town. I didn't get any texts or emails or messages. Yeah,
he's like, I've been out of the country since last Thursday, and I just didn't get anything. I was like, oh,
maybe crazy. You shouldn't have pushed the close date so close to you being gone for
crazy
so long.
See how that works, that you're the only point of contact that we can go through, except for this 21-year-old who keeps telling me, sadly, we can't do that. Oh, here's the kicker. The door, so going into the garage.
I mostly want all these details on here for our listener / friend Rich to hear so he can.
So he can like laugh at us know a how little bad bit. It is. So the garage is an unfinished space. That's fine. That's very standard. So like the walls don't have texture or paint and stuff on it. The stairs are just exposed wood. No big deal. Your standard garage. But then when you walk up to the door to go into the house, did you guys know that that side of the door is considered unfinished, so it will not be painted? But the door, the side of that same door on the inside of the house will be painted because that's a finished space. So I was such a brat that I like walked up the stairs, I opened this door and I stood inside of the house. And
it pushes into the kitchen.
It does. Yeah. It pushes into the kitchen. So I open the door, walk in, and I then told this kid, this 21-year-old, I was like, look, now it's in a finished space. This should be painted. And he was like, sadly, like Alpine Homes just is a real big stickler on this point. It's an unfinished space.
Yeah.
And like, sadly, this is ridiculous.
It's just amazing the lengths they're going to make this a negative experience for the buyer.
Okay. And this is the last thing. Like there are probably like 20 other things I could have talked about in the walkthrough is ridiculous. I like was tearing up as I left.
All the door frames weren't finished painted. Like on the sides where they thought people wouldn't look at it.
Yeah. The tops of cabinets hadn't been sanded, let alone painted.
Been writing down measurements. So there were numbers that had been carved into the wall.
That you could still legibly see. No one had like textured over it or sanded it out or anything. But I mean, I saw it on. Okay. So all of this happens. And then at the end of this kid who didn't realize what he was in for, he told me at one point, maybe you should like temper some of your expectations. And I laughed. I was like, no, I am paying hundreds of thousands of. This is maybe the most like. Yeah. Expensive purchase I will ever make.
New house. It's not like we're walking into a house that maybe has some problems. It should be brand new.
Okay. Dang it. So I'm getting derailed because I forgot about this one thing too. That the carpet has been exposed for the last several weeks with construction workers walking in and out. There's wood shavings, all sorts of stuff going on. So the carpet is like pretty dirty. I do understand it's brand new, but like it's dirty. It's been in a construction zone. Let's be real. So I asked, you know, this guy what the professional cleaning looks like and if it include shampooing the carpets. And he goes, sadly, they only vacuum. And so I was like, sadly, this is a brand new house and I need it to be shampooed. And he was like, I'm just here to tell you, like, I hear you, but it's not going to happen. So I said, I need you to write it down on your list. And he was like, if I write it down, my boss will get so mad at me. And I was like, you can have your boss call me directly and say that I'm insufferable. And wouldn't take no for an answer because you need to write it down.
Is his boss the real estate agent or is his boss the builder?
No, his boss isn't either. Like he and his boss just are over the maintenance. So if we have a problem with our bush in April, we have to file paperwork with him and then he'll come out and try to fix it. But he kept telling me how he's never even talked to any of the people working on our house except for the project manager like once. And I was like, then why am I talking to you?
Why are you here?
Why? Yeah. What is your purpose? Like, I'm sure he's a very nice person. We talked about football for a minute, but like,
I don't think so.
I think it is very much like a builder tactic so that they don't ever have to deal with buyers. But I got a little condescending at that point and I was like, okay, Jay, have you ever been in a construction zone before? And he looked at me like I was an idiot because he's like, yeah, clearly, like this is, I'm literally walking you through one right now. So like, okay, cool. So you know that there's sawdust and like shavings, like metal shavings, there's razor blades, nails, staples. Then, you know, the construction workers are going to have their shoes on then, and none of the outside is like finished at all for most of the time, meaning that it's just like straight mud. So you're aware of all of that and how it's on the brand new carpet that is supposed to be delivered to me in pristine condition. I'm getting my carpet shampooed. And then he said, okay, yeah, I bet I could get you some good phone numbers so that you can have your carpet shampooed. And I said, I think you're missing the point.
Yeah, why are we doing maintenance on a house that we just bought?
Okay, so all that happened. I was supposed to initial for everything saying it was done. And I was like, I am not initialing for anything because none of this is done. And he was like, please, my boss will just be like so frustrated at me and will call and say, what the crap? And I was like, look, I will initial saying that you've explained things to me, but this is not the house that was promised to me. This is not the state that it like, this is not a reasonable state to sell this home in. And so I will initial this, but I'm amending it at the bottom. But don't worry, this isn't a legally binding document anyway. Like, there's no witness required or anything. So don't freak out. And he was like, please don't. And I was like, I'm gonna though. And so then I did. And then my dad told me I was probably good at my job because I didn't take no for an answer. But it was just so freaking frustrating. And then, so I did go into this house. I wasn't able to pick any of the finishings. That's something that all the builders are doing right now. They're like, hey, it's a seller's market. So we will just choose everything and we will try to get the best deal, the best bang for our buck. And buyers just have to kind of deal with it because that's the market we're in. Fine. I understand capitalism. But I walked into this house knowing that I did not really like the countertops, but I liked all of the other color combinations. So that was fine. So I decided to just figure out, like, just get an estimate for what it would be to put in countertops that I really did like. And so I went, I got a quote, but in order for me to really know, like, it was just a quote per square foot. And so I wanted to know what that would really mean for my kitchen. So I, silly me, thought they would be helpful. And I emailed the project manager and said, hey, can you just send me the measurements for the counters or like a screenshot of what those measurements are on the plans or whatever? Thanks. And I got a response back on Friday evening.
We were about to walk in to see Venom.
We were. I was in like a relatively okay-ish mood. That's a lie. I was frustrated at house stuff, but like I was excited to go to a movie, and I get a response from him saying, unfortunately, it is against our policy to disclose any of that information.
Which so is dumb, I, 'cause we could go measure it,
lost my,
but they could just give it to us
ish. And I emailed him back and I was like, is this an actual joke right now? Like, you will not send me the measurements for the countertops that I will own in just a matter of days. And I am only needing these measurements because I was not allowed to pick out any of the finishings in my home. Like, and so now I need to replace the ugly countertops. And he was like, yeah, I see you're frustrated. Wish I had better news for you. I was like, I want to punch all of you in your particulars.
Which he did respond in a very calm way after your email opened with, is this a joke?
That is true.
And you were about to respond, and I was like, I think maybe just let this one sit.
Which is good advice. So I just forwarded it to my real estate agent, and I said, I can't even anymore. And
did he respond to that? Did he think it was weird?
No, he didn't respond to it. I think my real estate agent might be frustrated with me at this point, too. Not because he disagrees, because he told me outright. He was like, if this had happened when I was buying my house, I would have lost my mind. But I just think he wants it to be easier.
I relate.
So we might close on Thursday and we might not. But I did just text that real estate agent. He was like, what's the holdup? And I listed him 11 different items that have to be addressed before I will sign paperwork.
Because we are in a position, and it really feels like they rush people into buying. Like, they push the date up on us. We had to sign right then. Mm-hmm. And most people, like, make plans and have to move and stuff, but we're in a situation where we could stay here another month if we wanted to.
Our landlord would love it if we stayed for another month, because I don't think he's planning on replacing us. And so, yeah, we have all the time in the world, but I think that they just want to rush us, so either we decide to walk and they get to keep all of our earnest money, or like they're just used to pressuring people so that they just have to do what Alpine Homes wants, and they're so rushed that they can't go in and do some of this more detailed stuff like I've been doing. Anyway, they have not met anyone like me, I'm pretty sure. And so I told my real estate agent, I'm happy to go to mediation and sit with the builder and have, like, the builder has to pay for the mediation. That's in the contract. So, like, okay, you can waste your time and your money. And the whole time we're sitting there, you can just think about the dollar signs ticking up and know that you could have just put that money into delivering a quality product.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really been a nightmare. It's really disappointing.
It is.
Because you just expect when you're spending money like this that things are going to go well. Like, you assume some, like, just a slap in the face at every corner
of
the house.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, so they didn't have the right ceiling fan, or, like, they missed it or something. Like, stuff is going to happen. It's a huge, like, a house is a huge project. There's going to be a detail or two that slips. I get it. So let's work through it. But to have someone tell you, no, that dead bush might come back to life, so we're not going to replace it. Screw you.
Look, Jesus rose again.
We're not going to paint both sides of a door because it's unfinished.
Yeah, it's really bad.
So I've been losing my mind a little bit.
You used two rolls of blue tape marking things.
I did. I got a new...
You showed me pictures and it was like the walls had blue chicken pox.
So I asked, I outright asked this guy, Jay, I was like, I can keep marking this, or we could just have someone repaint the entire house. And I think repainting the entire house would be easier for everyone involved. And he was like, unfortunately, like, sadly, you're just going to need to, like, your tape is going to be your best friend, and you're just going to need to mark everything because we're not going to repaint everything. Oh, and with the front lights, I was told that they weren't... that they might readjust to make it even, but they likely would not change the positioning of, like, where the lights hit on, like, on the side of the garage, because they would have to cut into the stucco and then probably have to reframe some stuff in order to move the electrical boxes or something, and how that would be really expensive and time consuming. So it, like,
yeah, we have so much sympathy since we're the ones buying a house.
I know. And so he was telling me that, and I was like, oh man. That, like, really sucks that someone didn't check it twice before they decided to commit that hard to it.
Yeah.
Because that seems like a pain to fix. And I'm not signing for it until it's fixed.
Did he respond to you, that text message, or no?
No, he did not. But our real estate agent called me.
Oh, well, you better go talk to him.
Yeah, I'm going to call him back.
Well, we don't need to put it on the podcast. Once I get this recorded, I'll send it over to the real estate people too.
Just say, like, this is all send them the list,
but it might be good for them to hear us and get another listener would be good too.
There have been a lot of J names involved in this.
Yeah.
Our real estate agent, his name also starts with a J.
Yeah. We like him though.
We do. He's really nice.
Unless he really wasn't contacting him, but I kind of am thinking the other person was lying.
I kind of think that he was contacting him because he's been very quick to contact me. Also, so we're going through Homie, and his dog is named Homie, and his dog was named Homie before Homie, like, the company even existed. So I was like, this is, your branding was on point.
On point.
It's impressive.
Plus, yeah, the dog, I feel like you should go call him and stress me out. So I think we need to end this.
Okay, cool.
Don't you think?
Yeah, so next time you hear from us, we will be in Boston. Are we going to record from Boston?
Probably not. We'll probably record before.
Okay, well, great. We might have a house next time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Wish us luck.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.